My name is Kaspar. I live in Oslo, Norway, and I'm 60 years old. By the time I first met John on the internet, I was my life was full of fruitless attempts to try to be satisfying to my ideas of how I should be. I was really tired of this, and without understanding why. And I was quite desperate because of my inner state of dissatisfaction and restlessness never ceased for more than a short period. I felt very alone, and I felt very ashamed about my situation. I can clearly remember. I listened to John on YouTube one dark and desperate night, and it was like his message struck me like a thunderbolt, because he said, you are not your life. I'm not my life. Is that possible? What am I then? And he said, you are not your life. Everything in life comes and goes, but you, you remain, and you remain the same. You're permanent, and you're always here. So you just have to look for what is always here. That is you, he said. And I can remember that I was so, you know, I felt very happy when I heard it. And at the same time, I kept repeating to myself, can this be really so simple? I always thought this was so complicated. And I looked at it again and listened to them again and said, yes, it is this simple. But can it really be this simple? I went on for many, like 2 days, I think. Can it be this simple? Just this simple. And then I immediately started to look, because I just looked at, tried to look at what was seemed to me permanent, still not changing, in this chaotic inner world of mine. And I tried to do that, and I was, and John said, it doesn't matter if you see yourself or not, it's just that you try that will make it. And that is also quite difficult to understand for the mind. But in a way I could understand that I just kept doing it. I changed my focus from all that comes and goes within me to that which it comes and goes in. And that is me. That was what I did. I don't think the only difficult I had during this period is the never-ending question that was in my head all the time. And that question is just, am I doing it right? And it was clear that my head was not willing to accept that the looking was enough by itself, and that the looking in itself was the medicine. So it kept asking this question, but that's actually the only, and that went on for, I think, like 2 years. But it didn't stop me from trying, and I just tried, and I didn't know if I succeeded, but I just kept on trying. And all the time, sometimes I listened to John, and he said something very helpful, and that was, that which is permanent, you have no qualities. And that helped a lot. So I just looked for something that has no qualities and never change and is always here, and that is me. After a long time, I mean about 2 years, I have noticed that the looking at myself happens simultaneously with looking at life. It feels like seeing life and all that is constantly shifting also make me see the permanent, make me see me. This is in itself a change in the life. It has become easier, simpler to take part in life without being reactive to it, without old patterns of reactive behavior taking over, creating repeated dramas. Sometimes they do take over, sometimes they don't. It is not that these patterns so far are gone. They have just lost much of their power and their automatic control over me. By now, I feel so much more compassion with my own imperfections and shortcomings. My search for peace, which I have been searching for peace for 30, 40 years, I think, and I feel it is over. It's just that sometimes I feel peaceful and sometimes I am in distress, and I can more accept the endless movement of states that come and go through me without preferring one for another. That's actually a big relief. It looks, in this way, it looks like my ability to contain my life's or mind's many ups and downs has really improved. It is not such a big drama anymore. It also feels like my general state of alertness or constant inner tension over time has been slowly decreasing. I just feel more relaxed in my daily life. Just have to thank you both very much from my heart. It has been just, I think, the most important thing that ever happened in my life, that I stumbled upon you that night 3 years ago, a little more than 3 years ago now. Yeah, I'm so happy about that.